Okay, thank Mark for the opportunity to address all the members of the network that have come here today to support us in the challenge that we have for the next years. I would like to say that next year is going to be an incredible opportunity for all of you to help us to develop the next 10 years of European disability policies that will have an impact at the member state level. But it is also a very big challenge. I don't want to just highlight the nice, positive, active aspect of the contribution. But there's going to be a lot of work expected from all of you and a lot of short deadlines, as you have experienced already this year, and a lot of need for contribution and discussions among you in order to reach certain level of consensus across the network. So it's going to be next year is going to be, I think, for you a year of consolidating the working methods, the instruments that you are going to need to put together so that the network becomes effective and becomes really operational. Going to the framework in which we want to gather your information, you all know that the Disability Action Plan was launched in 2003 with a target of 2010. We have got, with biannual communications that set up priorities for 2 years. Our last communication only goes up to 2009. So after 2009, we have a vacuum that we need to fill in. And this is where we are going to start already working during next year. At the end of next year, towards the end of this year, we need to have a set of actions being defined. What are we going to do? We are going to have a good justification for doing those actions. Why are we doing that? And what give us competencies to do that? In that context, I would like to say that we already have got starting, we're not starting from scratch. The member states have already provided us with a good support to work together with good instrument reflected in the Council resolution that was issued last year. It's a good instrument that reflects their commitment and their interest to work together. And they have set up a certain number of, let's say, we can call it framework conditions to work together, but those are flexible, but we need to provide good evidence. And those are that, first of all, we have got the convention. The convention is going to set the scene for the coming years. It's not a surprise for all of you, but I think what is important is to see that in the context of the European policy development, we are going to have to work into a set of legal instruments, limiting very much the competencies of the different actors, but also there's going to be a scope, and that is where I see also a lot of involvement from the network, from an innovative and imaginative point of view. There's going to be a scope to do things together, to learn from each other, and to do things together without being constrained by the formal legal competence of the different actors, because there is a will to do these things together. There is a clear in this framework setting. There is a clear background that says that we are passing now from the acknowledgement of the need or the right to enjoy human rights to the what and how are we going to make them a reality. And there we really expect also to have the contribution from the network. We need to have actions that are complementary. So whenever you come with activities at your member state, see how the Commission can put forward activities, initiatives that complement what is already happening. So we do not really want to reinvent the wheel, but really complement and build synergies together. We also mentioned the issue that is already in the, it was already proposed in the last communication of the Disability Action Plan, where we said already that the convention and the recent developments paved the way for setting national consistent and comparable targets. So we need to work on that. And targets don't need to be interpreted as quantitative figures to achieve a particular homogeneity among the member states. Targets can be understood in the sense of objectives, goals, evolution, and so forth. It is up to you also to give us ideas, and you have an opportunity there to say how can we set up this framework for setting targets and for measuring progress. And we heard this morning the presentation about the need to measure programs to compare the situation of persons with disabilities with persons without disabilities. The perception, we need to measure the perception that persons with disabilities have, but we also need to add, in my opinion, and that is very important, a set of objectives, objective measurements. How accessible is this building? You know, how good are the social programs? What's the quality of the service being provided? And that not only from the perception of the individual, which is very important, but trying to have objective measures. This is an area that we need to invest and investigate what are going to be the possibilities. We are talking with a research network. By no means these are going to be political commitments that I'm saying today. I'm just trying to trigger your contributions. The council resolution that was done during this year identifies a certain number of areas. It invites the Commission and the Member States to work on anti-discrimination efforts, to formalize the conclusions of the convention and the ratification processes and finalize them as quick as possible, to work on a certain number of domains, independent living, employment, education, financing programs on accessibility. But if you have other ideas of other areas, they have been mentioned, some of them today, where action at European level can contribute, please put it forward with identification of instruments that can be used for achieving certain goals. In the area, and that has been mentioned clearly also in the previous Disability Action Plan and in the Council resolution, and it is agreed here today, and it's evident that it is one of the bases of the Convention, in the area of involvement of stakeholders, we might need some innovative ways of involving stakeholders. I was, last week, I received a very interesting bottom-up initiative from a group of users that have set up an internet webpage to provide information about monitoring the practical implementation of the convention and signal breaks in the commitments that the member states have in the implementation of the convention. This type of bottom-up approaches are very much welcome, and we will be happy to see whether there are other innovative ideas that you can give to us. To finalize, I would like to say that we want to use the network as a place, this network, as a place of reference. There is, as I said, a lot of good work being done last year, but we need to do more. We would like to be able to send people to you whenever there are questions about what is the situation of your country, what is happening, what are the programs available, what's the situation of persons with disabilities, whenever there is a need, where do they find the information, where to go, where to ask, where to measure. This information needs to be reflected in your website, and I think in the coming years, the building of this network is in itself can become a good component of the future disability strategy, because this kind of focal point on disability is very much missing at this moment at European level. So there is an opportunity for all of you to also profile this as a key instrument in the European development. This is all on the content, on the schedule. As I said, we need to prepare during next year, and we need to prepare something to be presented in public, presented in society in 2010, when we do not know yet. Probably we hope during the first half year, not too early, but also not too late. So, we are still in the process of setting up with the member states, with the presidencies, the commitments and the schedules to present something. But next year is going to be the year where the development needs to take place and where the critical development is going to be taking place. So that's as far as I can go in setting up time schedules for developing the new disability strategy. In the process, we will have other consultations also. We are planning to, and we have the obligation to consult not only you as experts, but also a wide range of stakeholders. And in doing this consultation and making awareness about this consultation, we would also like to, we see an opportunity of involving you, because we need to involve persons with disabilities, but also other stakeholders. We will need to involve industry, public authorities, authorities at local level, a lot of organizations that have an interest in the area, that are far away from Brussels, and that where you can act as multipliers. So a lot of work for you, and I hope that you will be able to support us in this unique opportunity for the coming 10 years, because as it looks now, and I cannot be too certain yet, but the idea is that we would like to have a long-term strategy. This is still under discussion for how many years, but 2020 is a nice round figure. So maybe this has also an importance in selling policy targets at European level. Thank you.